Tesla Analyst, Factory and Unproductive, Crowded Mess. By Lucas Nolan on December 6, 2018. According to a recent report, one of Tesla's biggest cheerleaders visited the company's California plant, which he described as a crowded mess that he considers 30% less productive than initially anticipated, which the analyst argues are actually positives for Tesla, arguing that failure is where one learns the most. Pierre Farigue, of New Street Research, visited Tesla's producing facility in Fremont, California recently according to Barron's.com. What he discovered there was that the plant was a crowded mess filled with unnecessary complexity and slow production. A conveyor belt designed to bring parts to the assembly line was scrapped recently, resulting in the production lines becoming 30% less productive than initially anticipated. But somehow Farigue believes that this is a good thing for Elon Musk's electric car manufacturer. Unlike most Wall Street investment firms, Farigue has an optimistic outlook on Tesla with a $530 price target on the company, more than 60% above the average Wall Street price target. Discussing the disarray of the California production plant, Farigue stated, "All this feeds a lot of bear argument on the company. We see it the exact opposite way. Failure is where one learns the most." It appears that Farigue believes that as Tesla works to boost its production levels, the company can only improve. By shooting way too high, Tesla failed on its original plan, but achieved a world-class result, Farigue stated. The next production sites will be much more efficient, and will ramp very rapidly. Despite Tesla's long history of production issues, Farigue said, the road to 7,000 units per week seems easy, and limited capital expenditures will be required, in the low tens of millions, to get to 10,000. Farigue appears to believe that increasing production on Tesla vehicles should not be an issue in the near future. We don't know for sure what demand will ultimately be, but we know that from here, Tesla will expand its price range, introduce leasing, and expand internationally, Farigue wrote. All these levers combined have a lot of depth and should be more than enough to get to 10,000 Model 3 per week at the end of next year. Tesla already settled a securities fraud lawsuit with the SEC over improper tweets by Elon Musk, its chief executive, about potentially taking the company private. That case revealed a broader investigation of the company about how it forecast production of its Model 3 sedan in 2017, including disclosure that the SEC issued a subpoena about production rate projections for the vehicle. And to top it off, recent reports claim that Tesla saw its Chinese sales sink by 70% last month in comparison to a year ago, according to the country's Passenger Car Association. Based on data from the China Passenger Car Association, data showed that Tesla only sold 211 cars in China, which is one of the world's largest auto markets. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.